This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Tiffany Zolkowski wrote a letter to Alaska Airlines last month asking them to reconsider their recent rebranding campaign, which included a headline reading, "Meet Our Eskimo," and showed a streamlined version of the company's iconic image of the smiling face of an Alaska Native man. In her letter, Zolkowski said the rebranding comes across as a slur. She says the possessive phrasing of the headline bothered her.
Not one entity owns a culture. The sense of ownership that was in that initial wording was, you know, it takes a very rich, celebrated people and kind of co-opts it for a corporate image. And there's something that feels wrong about that.
Zolkowski says she's pleased that Alaska Airlines has apologized and removed the headline from their rebranding campaign. She hopes the incident will spark conversation among Alaska Native people about the power of language, how they refer to themselves, and what they prefer others to call them. KYUK's Charles Enoch spoke to several people around the state on the topic and has this story.
I would rather be called Inupiaq because that's what I am, and my children are Yupik.
That was Blossom Twitchell from Kotzebue.
I want them to be able to connect to their culture, and people won't group us in as little people that live in igloos and give little Eskimo kisses all the time. We are so much more than that. We have culture and traditions that have been passed down for generations, and I don't believe the word Eskimo does our heritage justice.
After the Alaska Airlines redesign incident, Twitchell decided to take it a step further by starting a petition asking the Bureau of Indian Affairs to stop identifying people's ethnicity as Eskimo in federal paperwork. As of Thursday afternoon, the petition had over 50 supporters. And much like the familiar face on the tail of the Alaska Airlines planes, no one seems to have a definitive answer on where the word Eskimo came from. An article by University of Alaska Fairbanks linguist Lawrence Kaplan said the word meaning eater of raw meat might have been given to the Inupiaq people by Western explorers. The article also says the Canadian version of the word could have come from an Ojibwa word meaning knitter of snowshoes. The word isn't used much in Canada as it's considered offensive by many Inuit in the country, but Alaska Natives say they have been using the word for a while. Nils Alexi is a Yupik elder from Bethel.
In my first memories, we used Eskimo when referring to ourselves or each other. Then, along the way, we started using the word Yupik to describe ourselves.
I'm a Yupik.
Alexei's like many Yupiks interviewed for this story that are accustomed to the term and have no firm position about whether it's appropriate or not. Other Yupik elders, however, don't like the term. Dr. Teresa John is an associate professor for Indigenous Studies at UAF.
If we stop using the names other people give us, they will understand. Our ancestors were proud to be Yupik and were strengthened by their way of life. They wanted us, their descendants, to keep our tradition alive, not to act like it's not there, but to understand it and to live it.
The words Yupik and Inupiaq both mean real person. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.
A nonprofit promoter of Alaska Native art and artists is closing its doors. The Alaska Native Arts Foundation in Anchorage is cutting prices on Native handicrafts and works of art, ranging from jewelry and fur hats to baskets and handmade dolls. Foundation Director Chica Spark says it's all got to go.
The whole gallery, from the arts in the gift shop to the fine arts on the walls and in the cases.
Spark says since its start 14 years ago, the Alaska Native Arts Foundation has provided artists with business and marketing training and master artist workshops. She says the foundation promoted the work of Native artists online and in galleries and museums in Paris, Miami, New York, Washington, D.C., and Anchorage.
We've done exhibitions. We've done sales consistently throughout all of that time. We've been a means of economic opportunity for artists throughout all of Alaska, the farthest reaches.
Spark says other funding sources dwindled, then state funding was cut, leaving the foundation's most valuable asset, a database of more than 1,000 artists, available to the right organization.
Eventually, we got to a point that we had to decide we have to close the shop downtown. But what we are looking forward to is collaborating with another Native oriented nonprofit in order for the database to be passed on and the legacy to continue.
The Alaska Native Arts Foundation's sale is from 4 to 8 o'clock tonight at 500 West 5th Avenue in downtown Anchorage. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.